mind control in modern times. One has to wonder how come so many strange experiments have taken place at the same time we are looking for UFOs. Did we find crashed UFOs which indicated they were controlled by the minds of the pilots? Some believe this to be true, and it has been said a few times some of the controls in crashed UFOs are almost non-existent. I remember one whistleblower stated he actually was part of a retrievable team and got inside of a UFO which crashed, and noticed something strange about what he thought was the pilot's seat and controls. There was nothing there except a plate with a cutout for two hands which had four fingers each. He believed these were the controls which could have meant mind control. Did you ever try to practice mind control to see what would happen? There is a silly little game children play which is supposed to indicate mind control. I am calling the game silly, but I'm really not so sure it is. What you need for the game is a sewing needle with a long piece of thread through the eye. You hold your hand perfectly still, dangling the needle by the thread and making sure it is not moving at all. The next thing you do is think about moving the needle in circles, and if you do this you will probably see it move. Try changing the pattern and see if the needle reacts to it. How do scientists explain this? They say your hand is moving even though you don't know it. I have to say I've seen this done where people's hands were absolutely still and yet it worked. It seems anybody can do this. Is this an indication that we are all capable of telekinesis? Telekinesis is the ability to move things using only your mind, but it is also defined with the caveat which states, no physical touching. Since our little experiment entails holding the end of a piece of thread, I guess we can't call this telekinesis. It is something else but seems to be a type of mind control. A few years ago, the BBC ran an article and the headline was "The Strange Link Between the Human Mind and Quantum Physics." One of the problems that comes into play when examining human minds is the fact we have no idea where our consciousness comes from. We don't even know if it is inside of us or is stored externally somewhere. What we do know is if we perform certain experiments in quantum physics, the results will change if we watch the experiment or not. We have to assume that the act of watching somehow engages our brain, which then changes the results of the experiment. This is pretty spooky stuff, but it has been proven. A story came out in the 1970s which was also pretty chilling. I say chilling because any time a government agency acts in their interests over the interests and life of an employee, it has to be called chilling. There is no other word for it. Anyway, the story goes a man had been abducted by aliens, but it is said it turned out not to be true. He was abducted by people pretending to be aliens who work for his agency. Why would a government agency do something like this? It is said they did it because they wanted to hide the fact they had performed mind control experiments on the individual. It was much better for him to think and believe aliens were responsible, so he wouldn't reveal the fact about the agency. It has been said by a few people, some of whom should know, we are conducting mind control experiments with the object of using mind control against UFOs. They believe it is a way for us to defend ourselves from hostile UFOs. I am not so sure about that. Aliens will probably be more advanced than us and have stronger minds. This would mean as we attempted to use our mind control on them, they probably could take matters into their own hands and turn it against us. It would be like people from the Middle Ages trying to shoot down airplanes. They would just be outmatched, and so would we in this case. It could turn out a race is far more advanced than us but not as old. Nobody talks about that much. They just seem to think advancements in technology come with the age of the aliens. In other words, the older the race, the more advanced the race. I can't help but think this is baloney, and the reason is we had a lot of missed opportunities over the centuries to advance ourselves. So what if an alien race took advantage of all these opportunities? That would mean they are a younger race but a more advanced one. Whistleblowers also talk about Project Manakin. Some whistleblowers have reported a joint project which involved the NSA and British intelligence. It also was a mind control project. It had a strange purpose, which was to plant spies which had no idea they were spies, so they would have the perfect cover. They would just be regular people, and when they were needed, these sleepers could be remotely activated to carry out certain tasks like assassinations. It was also said by some, after they carried out the assassination, they would have no memory of it or why they did it. This would make them the perfect murderers. They could also be programmed to kill themselves after they completed their mission. How did the government get volunteers for the program? The whistleblower said most of them were gotten by being kidnapped, but some were obtained from high-status military and civilian families who thought there was something to be gained for their career by doing this. I should say perhaps the entire purpose of the program was never explained to these people. The government has a great cover when it comes to mind control. All one has to do is visit a mental institution to realize a lot of the people in there believe they are being controlled mentally by their government, and some of them are wearing tinfoil on their heads to try and keep the mind control waves out. This certainly has stopped a lot of people from talking about being victims of mind control, because they don't want to end up this way. It does make you wonder how many of these people in the mental institutions are telling the truth.